Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Our Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we've talked a lot of NFL. A.J. Brown still complaining. The Giants trying to figure out their quarterback situation for the next several weeks. But there's also plenty of NBA news as well. We learned about Bradley Beal and his broken hip. We obviously see everything going on with the Nuggets. They look like one of the best teams in the league. And, of course, Nico Harrison getting the boot from the Dallas Mavericks. To talk about all things NBA is someone who's now also working with the San Antonio Spurs on their broadcast. You can catch him on NBA TV all over the place as a host. Welcome back to the show, Chris Miles. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. On Wimby Watch this season, so get a front row seat to see one of the most exciting players in the league today, but also, I mean, maybe ever, right? The things that he does on the court is just simply amazing.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into some of the a little less positive situations in the NBA. But I've been fortunate to see Victor Wembanyama play up close and personal. You're getting an entire season worth of it. Of course, a 7'4", 7'5" guy who can handle the basketball like a guard. What has that been like? We saw what he did to Vucevic the other day.
Well, yeah, I mean, he worked with Jamal Crawford. Right. And let's make sure we all understand that you got a guy who is the tallest guy in the league. We've never seen a player at his height do what he can do. And then he went and worked with Jamal Crawford. So you kind of see those handles and the pull up three. But the play you're talking about in particular, he looked and he's like, this guy's about 7 inches shorter than me. I'm just going to cross over light work and pull up right on top of him. It's kind of like when you're playing one on one and someone 6 inches shorter than you, you're like, yeah, I can try to drive to the hole, but this is an open shot for me. And that's what makes him so incredible is that as he continues to grow within himself, yes, he can play around the basket. He can, you know, be the third leading rebound in the NBA this season, leading them in blocks. But to have that kind of confidence in a three-point shot and to pull up like a guard, I mean, I just don't know what you do with that.
Yeah, it's absolutely scary. What are your thoughts on what the Spurs will ultimately do this season? We know they're young. They just got De'Aaron Fox back. And now, who knows how long Dylan Harper will be out. They got a lot of young guards, probably the most interesting player in the entire league in Wembanyama. Is this going to be a fact-finding year? Let's go into the postseason for the first time and just gain some experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, what, 6 years, whatever it is, 2019 is the last year that 22-year streak came to an end as far as making it to the playoffs. But, you know, I was kind of told this team wants to see how Harper and Fox are on the court together. You know, a lot of people have speculated that De'Aaron Fox should be moved, this, that, and the third. But if you look at Victor Wembanyama's stats, they are through the roof when he plays with a true traditional point guard. That's Harper, that's Fox. Now, when Stephon Castle had to handle that role, He was good at it, right? But he's more of a wing player you're kind of seeing now that can make plays. So if you can keep one or the other healthy in Harper or Fox, but what is this team when both of those guys are able to create for Victor Wembanyama? We don't have that answer. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to move Fox this season, and he seems to really be in a leadership role with that group. So I want to see how it all comes together, but obviously Harper, who's now out with that that calf injury, has to come back for us to get a glimpse of what that can be.
NBA host and Spurs host Chris Miles is joining us here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know we got the news earlier today about Bradley Beal. It just didn't seem like it was going to work anyway, just with all the age and injuries that were already attached to the Los Angeles Clippers. And now Beal is out with a fractured hip, a broken hip, until next season. What the heck can this team do besides just exist? There seems like there's a road to nowhere.
You're talking about the Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers. What can they do? Man, I mean, last season it was like Norman Powell was the guy stemming the tide. And he should have been an all-star last year. We can get into that a different time. So when I look at the Clippers now, I'm like, okay, what draft picks do they have? Oh, that belongs to the Thunder. I'm kind of looking at them like, how high in the draft is that pick going to be for the Thunder? And who are they going to have? That's what I'm watching with the Clippers now. I think Ty Lue has done an excellent job out there, salvaging a couple of seasons, but they don't have the team to mess with the West. I mean, you got the Nuggets, you got the Wolves, you got the Spurs now. Even teams like the Suns and the Warriors, you're like, oh, they could do something to get right. I just think the Clippers and the Lakers, I just think the Clippers are way too far down that totem pole to even be a playoff team.
Oh, yes. But what can they do with the roster? They're saddled with all these old guys. Is there any future? Is there a world where anybody would take a Kawhi or Harden? These guys are all stuck, no?
Well, what's interesting is Harden, you know, all NBA last season, right? Let's at least give him his respect that he deserves for that. But it almost felt like a last hurrah, right? Like, he can still pass, but, like, what team could he go? Like, who would find value in him to play with some of these young and up-and-coming teams? I mean, it is a new era. When you look at the teams that are out there, like, I know we look at Nikola Jokic as a three-time MVP, finals MVP, believe still under 30 years old, right? So it's almost like Giannis and Joker are the of this group of like, okay, guys around 30, but then everybody else, I mean, is really young. Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like these are the people that I think are going to be leading the next 4 or 5 years.
Chris Miles is here with us, knows all things NBA on the Infinity Sports Network, joining us. Well, we saw what took place yesterday. This team is not competing. At least they have a player that they can build around. How is they're going to get there is TBD. Nico Harrison getting a boot yesterday. Were you surprised that it took place when it did, as opposed to, I don't know, midway through the season or at the end of the year?
Man, it's really tough for me in this sense. It's kind of like I saw it play out before it played out. And I just feel like Nico Harrison is the fall guy for a lot of things that went wrong. So when you say the timing of it, obviously Cooper Flagg and getting that number one overall pick changed the scope of it. Like, you couldn't really fire him then, right? When he made the trade, what are you going to fire a GM after the trade deadline, before the draft? That's kind of an odd time. And I understand all of the off the court.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, hoopla, if you will, around the Nico Harrison situation and the chants from the crowd. But really, I look at it, he did his job the way that he did what he was asked to do, right? And some people say, oh, it was his idea to move Luka. I'm like, the Luka we see now in LA was not the guy we saw in his last days in Dallas, right? Like, Luka has transformed his body. He's gotten more disciplined and he is playing up to his abilities. I think Luka kind of had gotten away from that in Dallas. And I know he led them to the finals. And you're like, Chris, they were just in the finals. But if you watch Luka, his body was not what it is now. And I think that, you know, Nico and the Mavs felt like something needed to change. Obviously, that's drastic. So when you ask me about the timing of it, man, it just seemed like, well, why not do it before the season started? Right? Like, if you're going to do that. Mm. So, yeah, I think it was awkward in that way. Maybe they thought they would have a better record coming out with Cooper Flagg, but I do think the timing was very strange.
Yo, Chris, you talk about Luka Doncic. We see the stretch that he was on starting the season, averaging 40 points a game. The Lakers have a record of 8-3. They're doing all of this without LeBron James, who's now going to, you know, get a little bit of run in the G League to get his body straight. What are your thoughts on what the Lakers could look like when LeBron comes back? Do they have enough depth to really be just true competitors? What do you think?
Man, having a front row seat, the Spurs and the Lakers, and seeing what Luka's doing right now, LeBron, like being close to him and seeing like him watching that too. I just wonder, I always wondered about LeBron if he was going to change his game like in his late 30s, right? And kind of be a pick and roll guy and move off the ball and be in a dunker spot and dribble less. I just wonder if he sees what Austin Reeves and Luka can do, and if he just becomes that more efficient player that doesn't need the ball as long as he's had it in the past. I don't know if he trusts his teammates that much or if he's willing to change his game, but if we see a LeBron James that plays like a more efficient, less ball-dominant style of basketball, that could be very dangerous. Also, if he's locked in defensively. Like, I think that I need to see a couple of games of LeBron back and willing to be, you know, second, sometimes third fiddle offensively. Like, we've never seen that before. But if he's willing to do those things, I think this Lakers team is way more dangerous than I thought they could be.
NBA host Chris Miles is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know the Thunder are rolling 11-1. It doesn't look like anybody's going to beat them. And you got Jalen Williams, who's still not out there playing. But then on the Eastern Conference, we got a lot of teams with 7 wins, and then we got the Detroit Pistons not getting a lot of attention. They got 9 wins and only 2 losses. They're the best team in the East as it stands right now, a 7-game winning streak. What are your thoughts on whether or not these Pistons have taken another step, while we know teams like Boston and Indiana, due to injuries, have kind of fallen off?
Well, you know I'm a Knicks fan, right? Like, you're very aware of that. And the reason I bring that up is because I saw in the playoffs firsthand last year, like, oh, this team is on the way. They're coming up. And, man, when I look at the Pistons now, I'm like, I think they're better than the Knicks. And when I look at the Celtics, I'm like, all right, so Tatum's got to come back. If they were healthy, where would they rank against them? But I look at the Pistons as a team that's come out of the gate showing that they can be the best team in the Eastern Conference. You got to make that postseason push. You got to make it to the conference finals to kind of earn that crown. But, man, they're tough. And I tell you what else. I look at their roster and I'm like, man, if they traded for Lauri Markkanen or a potentially like a, I don't know if this is a great fit, but Anthony Davis. I'm like, are they one player away from being the absolute favorite in the conference, right? Mm. So I think Cade Cunningham has, you know, taken the crown as a top three player in the East. Obviously, Giannis is the guy. That's his crown. But Cade's right there, and obviously he's a lot younger. So for me, the Pistons are the team, like, that's on the rise, that should be able to do it for years to come. And I'm like, man, Jaden Ivey hasn't even been in on this. Like, if he can get healthy and come back, he's adding that athleticism and that youth to that roster. So I wonder if they're going to make a move. And if this group with Ausar Thompson and Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren is, and Ron Holland, if they're legit, look out East, because they seem like the team that should be able to get to at least the conference finals this year.
It should be. Well, Chris, final question for you. Amongst all the teams and all the parity that we have outside of OKC beating everybody up, is there another team that's captured your attention that you're paying attention to this season, for good or bad reasons?
Well, obviously the San Antonio Spurs, right? I mean, okay, so here's the thing. When I look at the Thunder last year, I'm like, they arrived ahead of schedule. You kind of thought they needed to take a trip to the Western Conference Finals, maybe lose, get to the finals, maybe lose, before they could be crowned champions. What they showed us is like, hey, that traditional, like, bumps in the road, which you got to go through. No, if you get there and you got a player that's good enough, you can win a championship, as we've had seven different champions in seven different years. So I look at the Spurs and I'm like, wait, they got two losses. And now their two losses happened before Fox played, and one of those was an overtime game where they had seven players scoring double figures. In both of those games, Victor Wembanyama struggled and was trying to find, like, okay, what's the next level to get to? And he seems like he's getting there. I wouldn't be surprised if we're standing there in May, like, how are the Spurs this far ahead of schedule with their season? The other team, the Denver Nuggets. Remember, if Aaron Gordon doesn't pull that hamstring, I think they beat the Thunder in that game seven, and I think they win the championship. So those are the two teams out west that I think have enough smoke for that firepower that is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, we're still at the early portion of the season, hitting up about a month into it, and we still got a long way to go. We've already had so many storylines. Hey, Chris, always appreciate the time, my man. Tell everybody where they could follow, watch you, keep up with you, all of the things.
Yeah, Chris Miles TV on both Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, as you said, hosting the pre- and post-game shows for the San Antonio Spurs, but also calling games right now on NBA TV, some of their league-ready stuff. So make sure you look out for me on the play-by-play side as well.
Hey, always good chatting with you, Chris. I'll catch you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.